Hassan, this is Uncle Boo. And to my left is the number 9 in your heart and number 1 in your... God damn it.
Ashandi. Hassan. And this is Borderline Desert Stress.
And we say, Akacha! Ha! Ha! We just thought that'd
be cool. It's
making
me want Chinese food.
I know. And now when I go by...
We had a good buffet around here.
Oh, God, a good Chinese buffet. God, Mongolian
I'd probably swell up and blow up, though.
Oh, I'd be a big fat tick.
You know where else I would like to go?
Where?
That I have not been to in at least 10 years? Golden Corral.
Oh, God, are they still around?
They are. I had this conversation with a customer on Tuesday. Sorry. Apparently.
I haven't seen them in a while.
Apparently, the one in, I guess it's White Settlement, is pretty good.
Really? We're going to have to go there.
That's what I'm saying. Whenever me and you were kid-free, that needs to be our little date. We need to just go up to Golden Corral.
Just go over there and get fat as fuck. I haven't eaten there since high school. Well, I haven't eaten there since high school.
I haven't ate at one, I don't think, since my dad was alive and could still eat. Like 10-plus years ago, there was one in Midwest City we used to go to.
Yeah. There was one in Fort Worth, I think, we used to go to a lot. But welcome, everybody, to the Borderline Texas Trash. I hope you liked the intro. That was mine and Ashley's impressions. So I hope you liked it, you sorry dogs, you. Well, I hope everybody's having a great week. It's been all right over here. How about you, Ash Crandy?
You know... I'm staying positive this week, and I said I was going to have a better week this week than I did last week. And I'm happy as far as, like, you know, mood goes.
It is funny hearing karma bite people in the ass.
Oh, yeah. But I also just, it's like, no matter how hard I try this week, you know, we had all those bad storms. I didn't get to tell you this, so I'll just tell you
we're
on the podcast. We had a bad weather day that could have been a lot worse. I know everybody bitches whenever... they put out a warning and then nothing happens. But I would much rather that happen than what they said was going to happen.
Well, it all stayed away from us. Poolville.
Yeah. And that weather was really bad.
Yeah.
So, you know, I watch all those dogs on Mondays. I had some of them out. There was a warning for baseball size hail. I didn't really have them anywhere where they could go and get shelter.
Under shelter.
Yeah. And we were done with appointments by 5 at work because everybody was freaking out about the weather.
Yeah.
And I was going off of the original.
It looked nasty.
It was. I was going off the original timeline, not the updated one.
Yeah.
So I thought if I left work about 5:45, I could get out there.
Yeah.
Before it hit. Or, you know, I don't mind a little rain, but they're talking about baseball size hail, possible tornadoes, shit like that. Well, where I drive out to go to her house, I go past the Tommy's by Justin's on 281, go all the way down to that intersection. You know, that intersection even has the big sign that says Possum Kingdom. So Possum Kingdom is to the left. Garner and Weatherford is to the right. I go that way. I go right.
Oh, that's the way it was going, wasn't it?
Yes. And the one that was a tornado that, like, ripped roofs off of places in PK, that section of the storm was fucking hitting as I was rolling up to the intersection.
Oh, fuck.
I don't have a radio or anything in my car, so I'm just, like, driving, jamming out to, like, regular-ass music, and Haley calls me, and she's like, hey, just checking on you. Like, didn't know if you were still at work, but I was going to tell you not to head to Jenny's yet because there's, like, a tornado out of PK. And I was like, I was like, oh, I'm fine. And then you just hear me be quiet for a minute, and then you just hear me go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Because I didn't know what to do because as I look up, debris is literally flying. Trees are moving so hard they look like they're going to break. I thought I saw a power flash in the distance.
Oh.
The wind is so hard that the rain is literally like in sheets, and my car is like a boat. I'm literally like, I was like, I think there's going to be a tornado right now. It was the scariest I've ever had to drive, and then I made it out to her house, and it stopped, and I was able to let all the dogs out, get the ones in that were in. But, yeah, I thought that I was going to be in a tornado for a minute, and I was like, I don't really know what to do.
How
just
is
let
Capote
it take my car.
Doing?
Oh, he's so good. He's just skinny. I'm trying to get him to eat more.
But isn't that the breed kind of skinny?
Yeah. Well, and you remember Sue, whenever he started getting tall,
how
malnourished he looked, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
Koba's going through the same thing. And, of course, Sue feels betrayed because Koba gets to eat all the time. And he doesn't. But I'm like, dude, you ate like that for like 2 years. And that's why you're 100 pounds. We're not eating like that anymore. You're not growing.
Oh, wow. So you have all three?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. I was wondering about that. That is funny. How he wanted Sue and Sue's just like, no, she's my mommy.
Yeah, my mama.
And he is. He's like, mama.
I love him so much. He went to the doctor today and got all of his shots updated. It was the worst time of his life.
I'm a bad owner. I don't keep up with that much.
It's okay. You don't take yours out anywhere.
Well, yeah, that's true. That's what.
And it's about to be rattlesnake season, and I take Sue with me out to Lions Park.
Ah, yeah.
So I, like, he gets the rattlesnake vaccine, too.
Yeah, because right now, snakes are coming out because you guess what, guys? I forgot to sing the song last time, but it's springtime, so you know what that means. I love to sing it. About in the spring and the Santa. About the skies of blue, baby, I don't know why.
I'm excited about spring and flowers. And I have noticed here lately, especially with all the rain, everything's starting to look so green and beautiful.
I know. It's looking great.
It's like hard not to be in a bad mood because it's just like, ah.
Yeah, this weekend, I'm going to freaking have a fire. Last weekend was fun. Last weekend was my birthday.
We threw him a little party.
I bought me some gummies because it was my birthday, and woo-wee, it was
What I was the most excited about? I bought all that pizza, and for once in the history of me buying pizza, every bit of it got ate.
Yeah.
Oh, no, the kids that came back to my house.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because you
took
some
the
home.
Last two boxes, and they ate all that shit that night while they were staying up.
That's right, because I was leaving, and Paul goes, hey, take this out there with you, because they got all the kids.
Well, so, okay, we planned Steven's birthday party, and nobody understood what I was saying, not in a bad way. I love that we have family members that are so proactive, but I said we're having pizza. I guess I should have specified I am buying a shit ton of pizza. Well, everybody else thought it meant bring your own pizza.
I understood you.
Like BYOP, and I was like, no, it's BYOB, but I'm bringing the pizza. So I roll in with like six pizzas from Little Caesars and breadsticks and those muffin things.
Yeah.
Then my cousin shows up, and he's got two pizza boxes. And my aunt and uncle got three pizza boxes. And I was like, oh, my God. But we ate all of it.
That's good, because I was worried about that, too. I went in there a couple times and ate a pizza or two.
Yeah. We ate it all night, and then
kids
finished it.
See, that's what I like doing when I'm in the mood like that. Just
I like just nibbling.
Yeah, because we weren't, like, partying, like, oh, yeah. I mean, we were just...
And the whole weekend in general for me was such a surreal moment because I'm 31 now and, you know, I'm part of the adult group that's hanging outside and I'm not inside anymore. The kids were great.
Yes.
They did baby duty like they were supposed to. Nobody bitched about it. They put the little ones to sleep. At one point I went in there and all five of them were playing Uno. And whenever I was little, that's what me and my siblings did all the time while the grown-ups were outside hanging out. We always played Uno. We still do, honestly. And then I don't know if I told you this, but this was funny. When we went back to my house and Jolie finally went to sleep and they were able to have like teenager time.
Oh God.
I kept my door open cause I do like listening to them. They're funny. And, I was literally laughing as I was going to sleep because they were in my living room talking about urban legends and scary stuff. Yeah. And they're like, no, I'm being serious. And the other one's like, are you serious? Like, do you really think that happens? The other one's like, I know it does. And they're talking about like black-eyed children and skinwalkers and all kinds of shit. Oh my God, I was laughing so hard.
I got a guy, Chris, at work the other day. He's like, I don't believe in that ghost stuff. I was like, but you believe in God, right? Yeah. So why do you believe in the Holy Spirit if you don't believe in Christ? He was like, just shut up.
Gotcha.
Well, I love him to death, but he's 27, and he, you know how they think they whatever he says is right, and I told him the day, I said, I'm just an old man. No one listens to me anyway. I remember when I was young and cute and thought I knew everything.
Yeah. I just like to listen to what everybody believes in.
Oh, God, it does crack me up, though, because sometimes their image of life and stuff, you're like, dudes. And it's like people, and I'm not trying to knock people down, but you know, first time he's got his house out on his own, basically. Well, he's just like, I can't believe I have to pay all this, and everything's so expensive. And I'm like, yeah, man, because you've been living with somebody.
Yeah.
You know, that's why I don't feel sorry for them.
Yeah. Well, and what sucks about that, what sucks about where we are like right now in 2024 in general is we...
It is expensive.
Well,
I
was about
that.
To say, the thing that sucks about it for like the... I'm talking about like the young people that like I work with at work.
Oh, yeah. Like Lexi's age.
Yes.
21, yes. 22, 23.
Or even families, me and Justin's age. We're about to be like third world countries where everybody still has to live with everybody even whenever they're old because nobody can afford to live alone anymore.
Yeah.
Like the days of getting your own place by yourself unless you just somehow make tons of money or have an OnlyFans or whatever.
Yeah.
Like that's basically what it feels like is it's like unless you sell your butthole... Or you come from a family with money, you'll never know what it's like to have money.
Well, because like right now, the middle class is being, I mean, the
there is
yeah,
none
middle
anymore.
Class is being taken out.
Yeah. Sorry, technical difficulties.
I don't
today.
Know why.
Out the,
it's being,
out the wazoo.
It's a weird technical day.
Well, I think it has to do with whatever is.
Yeah, but anyways, I mean, like me and people my age have been working half their life to get up to middle class. You know, and now I'm like, God damn it. I'm back to being at the bottom again. What the fuck? Because it is crazy. I've still got a little bit of money left from tax season, and I'm trying to save it to get a drum set. But God damn, man. It's like doing my tags today because I got in trouble. I got pulled over when I didn't have tags. And the guy said, you know, well, your judge might get rid of this when you go to court. Just make sure you have everything caught up, your, you know, tags, insurance, and all that. And goddamn, trying to do all that, fuck. I had to spend, my tags were like $160 today.
Were they really?
Yeah, because I got in trouble for not having my car registered. Or my tags up to par.
Sorry, I didn't work today and I got some sad updates about some of my hospital patients I had.
I'm fucking already had to get into some of my drum kit money and I'm like, God damn it. It's just, it ain't going to get any better. What scares me, though, is what's going to happen with the big crash.
Oh, well, and that's what I was talking about, too, is everybody's freaking out about the eclipse shit coming up.
Yep.
And then, did you know, I didn't know this either, because we just had one, so I do agree that this is weird, and maybe some people are astronomically, you know, like know what's going on or whatever. But
you're an astronaut. What about that?
But did you know that whenever we have that eclipse, there's already going to be another full moon too?
Really?
Yeah. We just had one.
Yeah. That is weird.
Yeah. That's the only thing that I do agree is like, oh, okay, that is kind of weird.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. Kind of messed up. Kind of missed and then up. Yep. But I guess we would get on with our stupid old news today.
I love stupid old news.
Yep. I turned 48 this weekend. And then the night of my birthday, we get the call that my great aunt.
Oh, yeah. That happened
away.
Too. I forgot about
that.
Yeah,
on my birthday. I was like, what the fuck? You know what that means now? Me and Paul and Dawn are officially, it's us. We're the old folks
now. Yeah, Paul
now.
Said that too. I was like.
That's fucked up, man. We're the old folks now. And I told Paul, I'm not ready to take that. I don't want to be the chief of the family right now. I mean, I'm the chief of my little, you know, house. But, man, it's kind of like when you turn this age, you turn into a fucking boss of a mob. I mean.
Well, that's what I feel like. In a good way.
Yeah, because y'all are the next coming up after us. And then you and Jeremy and Justin, when we're gone, are going to be going, what the fuck? We're the old guys now.
Yeah, but I'm making sure to train all these kids. They're going to take care of me.
Hell yeah. Because I already told them. I said, when y'all got to take us around for appointments and shit, oh, it's going to be on.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be on. Be making fart noises and get them in trouble. Because who's going to say it was an old man? That'd be kind of like that kid.
I know.
I don't think a grown man's going to pull your hair. That was still funny, though. I thought that was Justin that day.
God. God.
It was blonde hair, just like Justin. I didn't think about it because I was fucking with all the kids while they was in the tunnel. I just seen some blonde hair and I was like, hey. And I heard, ow. And I was like,
you're like, wait a minute.
That is not Justin. All right. Okay, we had a man in Oregon who was almost hit by a saw blade that was 4 foot wide. Have you ever seen them big old, I call that's them concrete big. Saws because that's what they do. But have you seen them workers doing road work or something and they're cutting a square out of the road with them big fucking saws?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there is still on that security camera of a store and it's showing the front of it. And you see to the right a bunch of construction people working. And they're using that saw. And about that time, you fucking see him cutting and that saw just wow, somehow comes loose from the machine. And it goes flying. And it, that guy, he was walking the scene. He ran in and shut the door, and it just hit the door right when he shut it. Man, I would have shit my pants. He could have died. He
and what a way.
It. Yes. That's like, what what's a way that to movie? Go. What's that movie where weird shit like that happens?
Final Destination.
Yes, that's some Final Destination shit.
That was like my teen scary movie. Those movies tripped me out.
It didn't really scare me like horror, but it flipped me out because it made you think the way they died was everyday shit.
Yeah, well, and now whenever I get behind a logger truck like that.
Oh, yeah, with them logs. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going
to
move.
And see, every time when I used to haul steel for that steel company in Weatherford, sometimes we'd just put stuff on the headache rack. And I would always think about that, like, man, I don't want to kill nobody. But yeah, he got lucky. Oh, and check this shit out. And then over the weekend in Paris, they had a gathering of 200 waiters and waitresses. It's some big annual race they have. And what they have to do is they don't run. They speed walk with a...
Like
they're serving.
That's cool.
So they'll have like a drink or two and some food, and that's what they have to do.
Hell yeah.
You can hold it like this or like this. But you have to be having it, holding it like, and they speed walk. Fucking crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah. Then in Indiana, listen to this stupid ass. This is what scares me about the youth of our fucking country. An Indiana man stole a taxi to use it for a bank robbery.
And no one ever said criminals were intelligent.
That's true. I mean, come on, man. Dumbass. Oh, too. And over the weekend, I can't remember where it was. Not over the weekend, but spring break. Some kids walked into a Wells Fargo and slipped the fucking woman a note saying they're robbing them. And she gave them 15 fucking grand. And now the FBI and everybody's looking for these kids. And I'm going, number one, you dumb bitch. Where's the button?
Yeah, I know
everybody's got buttons now. You can't just walk up and give me the money or I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, we're not in 1905.
Yeah, they're calling them the Little Rascal Band.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, give me a fucking break.
Oh, my
God. I just wish my kids learned how to do that and get away with it. No. Oh, God. Mike Tyson. You know he has his own weed products now, right?
I did not know that.
Okay, well, he has his own weed. Now he's coming out with gummies. But they're going to be in the shape of an ear. Because remember that fight he had and he bit? So he thought it would be funny. And Mike's so cool, he called that guy. Was it Evander Holyfield? I think that's who he bit the ear off. Called him and said, say, man, we'll even throw you in on it. Can we get a mold of your ear? So, yeah. And the guy was cool with it.
He's being cool about it.
Yeah, but I thought that was cool. Mike didn't have to include him. He could have just done it. And did you hear about that shit, though? Mike Tyson and one of the Paul brothers are going to fight.
Oh, no. I did not hear that one.
Yeah. I think Tyson's going to kick his ass. All right. Then we had a woman in Michigan. Another dumb bitch. Now, I'm not saying all women are dumb. I'm just...
No, but the ones that put their kids through shit are.
Well, listen to this. In Michigan, a woman was selling drugs and other stuff out the trunk of her car with her two kids sitting in the front.
I was about to ask if it was my mom, but it's Michigan, so.
Yeah. Yeah, she was selling mushrooms, marijuana, and I don't know speed or coke or anything, but I do know it was marijuana, mushrooms, and alcohol. And her kids were in the fucking car. And she even had the balls to tell the cops that I had them snacks up there and something to watch. But you're selling drugs with them in the car, you dumb bitch.
Well, did you hear about the piece of shit that left her infant in a playpen and went to Mexico on a vacation
for 2 weeks?
Yep.
And thought her kid was going to be alive.
She left a couple of bottles in there, so she thought it was going to be okay. But it was like, it was an infant.
Yeah, it couldn't do shit.
Yeah.
That woman needs to be fucking.
And then she gets back from vacation, finds the baby dead, changes its clothes, and then tries to call 911 and pass it off like it just happened.
Yeah.
How do you think that you're not going to get caught?
Exactly. Some people are stupid. And when it comes to kids, man, I hope that woman just gets it right in the kisser. But remember now, guys, this was brought to us by Security Finance. Go there for all of your financial needs, my friend. And your taxes, too. All right. Okay. And there we go. Today's going to be a lot of me and Ashley talking. I mean, I got something for us to go over, but we do a lot of talking. Another thing, too, I've noticed, man.
Oh, I was going to say that the reason why I brought that lady up is because she should have got the death penalty, but yeah. She may have been in a state that didn't have one. She got life with no parole, so.
Yeah, and her fucking pictures of her in Mexico with her ass all showing and her looking sexy. Yeah.
That's awful.
I hope they throw her in a fucking cage and don't feed her for 2 weeks. You know.
I was about to say, there are two things in prisons.
Yeah.
Pedophiles and then all women prisons, like bitches that are just in there for selling drugs or burglary or whatever. They love to beat the shit out of child killers.
Yeah. Especially one that fucking dumb.
She gonna be miserable for the rest of her life.
You know, I just don't get people. And, you know, and all that's PDD crap coming out. I'm not trying to be gross, but did you know Usher had to go to the hospital when he was a young boy because fucking PDD him so hard?
No.
I didn't know a lot of this.
I did not know that.
And then there's some rappers. Male, he did it to male or female. He would try to get with them when they was 15, 16, 17 years old when he's like 30.
Gross.
Yeah. And Jay-Z's involved somehow. And then, guess whose name is coming up in this? That Prince guy from England.
I know. The one that had the TV show with his really popular wife.
Well, no, not the one that's married to the black woman. The other one. The one that's going to be the king.
Oh.
Yeah. Mr.
I thought,
Proper.
I assumed you were talking about the redhead.
No.
Because he's
brother.
Always in shit.
Yeah. That's the older one, the one that's gonna be king. Yeah.
Well, that's super disappointing.
Yeah.
Right. Diana's gonna be rolling her grave.
Yeah. He's a fucking man. A lot of shit's just coming out, and it's like 2024.
I've told y'all
us.
Before, I really do think we are on a steady decline.
Well,
the world is ending. It's just gonna be slow instead of fast.
Well, it's like all that Nickelodeon stuff coming out. You been hearing about that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, we talked about it last week.
Yeah, that's just crazy. It just still blows my mind.
I just think the world's ending.
Yeah.
I really do. And did you know, too, I was trying to look it up and do research on it. You know how that bridge collapsed?
Which one?
Other. Well, that's what I was about to say. Did you know in the same week there were two other ones, too?
Yeah, they did
They weren't
report.
As big as that one, but they still, there were three bridges total in 1 week.
Yeah, there was one in Oklahoma. Now the Arkansas River.
Oh, now I got to
But
look
it didn't
up.
Knock the bridge down, but it hit the fucking pillar and messed it up. I guarantee they're not letting no one drive on that road. But there was one on the Arkansas River in Oklahoma. A barge hit a bridge there. Yeah, but there was another place that happened, too, that they didn't report. And, too, we had another chemical spill. And, God dang it, I can't remember where it is now. But it was fertilizer or something, and it's poisoned some river. You know?
Yeah, I don't know, but yeah.
You can't find shit, can you?
No, and that's what's weird. But the first video I found, of course, before they took it down off TikTok, they gave me places, and I looked them up, and it was legit. But now it's all gone. So, I don't know.
It's crazy. I'm going to find that real quick.
The world is ending, people.
Arkansas River. See, this is why I keep forgetting. I need to buy a tablet for the podcasting so you can Google this stuff up for us instead of using our phones all the time. Oklahoma Bridge. Yeah, bridge collapse. Well, and it wasn't a collapse. Well, see, there's this one, too. Yeah.
Yes, the I-40 bridge.
Yeah, southwest of Weber Falls, Oklahoma. And then there was another one, and it just hit the pillar, and it didn't knock it down. Yeah, this is the one where it hits the pillar. Yeah, it just hits the pillar is all that one does, and nothing. Yeah, see that?
That's so weird.
Yes. Why are we having, and it's scary because people are saying this is happening in places where major traffic of boats that ship stuff to us comes through. But, you know, our great government, you know, thinks the immigrants have the rights to buy guns too. So I'm telling you, we're being invaded, man. I seriously think we are.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, pretty bad.
But another thing I've noticed too, man, that the fucking depression and people killing themselves isn't fucking getting any better, man. And I hate that because me and Ashley fight with depression all the fucking time. I mean, I have to fight to get out of bed. Not because I hate myself or anything. I just sometimes don't want to do it, you know?
I just get really sad sometimes.
See, and when I get really sad and stressed out, I want to sleep. I'm just like, fuck it, I just want to sleep. But I've been noticing that a lot. And like I've always said on that show, man, I don't care what I'm doing. If you're serious and I need to reach out to someone and talk, man, find me on Facebook and talk, man. You don't have to kill yourself or anything or hurt yourself. Believe me, I know how it is being lonely and depressed and it just sucks all the way around. So that's why I got something for us old farts. I'm 48. So there's some shows that are turning 40 this year. And I bet you a lot of you guys that are my age will recognize these shows because your parents watched them a lot. And I watched some of these too growing up. But the first one I need to talk about is Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like 41 or 42. It came out in 78 or 79.
And I'll be honest, I hated the movie they made.
Yes, it really was.
With Jessica Simpson in it.
Yeah.
She's hot, but she was not Daisy.
Yeah, she wasn't. Daisy was in a class of her own.
I hated that whole thing.
Yeah.
I just like leave it alone.
I wasn't a big fan. Yeah. Well, we already talked about it, but I still pissed about the fucking Roadhouse.
I know, especially, and everybody's talking about how good it is too.
It's because they haven't seen the first one.
I fully plan on watching both, the first one first.
Yeah. But all right, these are some of the movies that are turning 40, and I know a lot of you people will know these. The first one's Cheers.
You know, I never watched Cheers.
Really?
Who was the one that got really popular off Cheers?
Woody Allen, the bartender.
Oh, or Woody Harrelson?
Yeah, Woody Harrelson.
That's
yes.
It. I did not know that he was in Cheers.
Yeah, that was his first. And he played such a dumb country boy.
I love
God,
him.
God, but he did good. I like him.
I like him because he can play anything.
Yes.
Like, he was one of my favorite characters in The Hunger Games, but then he can also do weird shit. Do you remember that Quentin Tarantino movie, Natural Born Killers?
That was good.
He was gross. He was so nasty.
Yeah.
And then Zombieland, he was good.
Oh, yeah, Zombieland. I loved that Zombieland. Him and his fucking Twinkies. And he's another one of these actors that isn't way out there. He's a pretty normal, down-to-earth dude. He don't like eating the food that the government gives us because, like, and it's true. All the shit
I don't think any of us do anymore. We just can't afford to have homesteads.
Yeah. And he can afford it, so he eats organically, grows a lot of his own shit. And And he's another one of these guys that is like, you don't need to be letting the government take care of you guys. But he seems pretty cool. And the next one is Fame. I'm going to live forever.
I don't know that one.
I just got to learn how to fly. Fame. It was a show about it was a high school, but it was an art school.
Oh, okay.
So they danced, sang, you know, and it was based on that kind of. I mean,
I didn't know that's what that song came off of either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good one. Yes.
It was kids performing.
Yes.
At their New York high school.
Yeah.
Pouring their hearts out.
My parents watched that one a lot. Watched a lot of Cheers. And the next one we watched a lot of, and I remember this one a lot, Family Ties with
Michael J. Fox. I do remember that one.
I remember that one a lot. I grew up on that one. And then
I can't say I ever really watched it, but that is one that I know what it is.
Yeah. And this one, of course, Ripley's Believe It or Not. I love that show.
I didn't know it was that old.
Yes. God, I love that show because it always showed weird stuff on there. And then, of course, the next one is Silver Spoons.
I don't know what that is.
That has Ricky Schroeder in it. It was a good series, too.
Oh, and you skipped one. Knight Rider.
Oh, God,
my dad
I did.
Loved that one.
Yes, Knight Rider.
My dad okay. thought Knight Rider was so... What? Silver Spoons.
Yeah. It was about basically...
It's not easy being the man of the house. That's what Ricky Schroeder says.
But yeah, Knight Rider. I forgot about that one. That one was good.
My dad liked that show. Yeah.
Hello,
the lights
Kit.
On the car.
Yes, and the car's name was Kit or something like that. And he'd always be like, Kit, help me. I'm over here on blah, blah, blah
yeah.
Boulevard. He was the one who had the first fucking iPhone watches before anybody.
Before it was a thing.
Yes, because remember, he would be like, he would always click on it and talk to it. What?
I was looking up the next whenever you say it, I'll talk about it.
Oh, okay. And the next one is Saint Elsewhere. That was a hospital movie.
I was about to say, I can't believe I've never seen this because Denzel Washington,
yeah. That
young,
was one of his first, yeah.
hot, hello.
Yeah, there's a lot of good actors.
He was
in
the
one.
First one that popped up and I was like, oh, hell no,
yeah.
There's no way.
That was one my mom loved watching. That was like one of the first freaking.
So what is it, like Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah. But
in
the 80s.
Oh, I know what I'm watching next.
Yes, look it up. It
you can
good.
Still watch it.
Yeah, my mom watched the
they
shit
They have
out
it on
it.
Hulu and Prime.
And there were some other ones I didn't think people would know about. But there's one, Cagney and Lacey. That was a detective
I've heard of
one.
That one.
You know. The next one is T.J. Hooker.
Why have I heard of that? Let me look it
that
up.
That was a good one, too.
Oh, it's a cop show.
Yeah. It was the...
Oh, wow. Heather Locklear as
yeah,
a lady cop?
And the guy from Star Trek's in there.
Wow. Look at that. Look how serious this picture is.
Yeah. That's the guy from Star Trek. Yeah. I remember that one. Yeah. T.J. Hooker. Yeah.
William Shatner?
Yeah.
He's so young, I didn't even recognize him.
Yeah. And that was after his Star Trek stuff.
Holy shit. Look how young he looks.
That was one I got in trouble with because you know how I am. I was like, Dad, what does hooker mean? T.J. Hooker. Don't worry about it. It's just his name.
That's funny. I would totally watch that one. I'm all about the cop shows.
There were some other ones, but I didn't think a lot of people would remember.
I'll
like
be honest.
Cagney and Lacey, I didn't think people would remember that one.
I've halfway slept through some of the episodes, but while we're talking about old stuff, I have always... loved Law and Order.
Yeah, well, you would probably like Hill Street Blues. That was another 80s one.
So, I also love the Special Victims Unit.
Yeah.
I know that it is super graphic, but whatever. And they have every season that's ever been made on Peacock. So, I just started it over from the beginning.
Hell.
And, like, I do it, like, whenever I'm doing dog stuff. Like,
yeah.
It's, like, to pass time. So, I haven't, like... Yeah. I haven't, because, not sound like shitty, but over time the episodes...
Oh, you shitty!
The episodes kind of become the same. So,
yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say that I've watched every single minute of every episode, because I use it as background noise sometimes. But I will tell you that what sucks is I want to finish it till the end. I'm getting into, like, season 22.
Damn.
And the differences between the beginning and now, and like how much they're throwing like political shit in there. It's getting so hard to watch them because they're just not the same anymore. But like, I want to finish it because I'm so close. But that's another one that's been on for 25 years. And it's just crazy if you watch the first episode to the progression of where I'm at, like how different they are about everything. And
I just wish shows would keep politics and shit out of it.
Yeah, I do too, because I'm watching that to get away from reality.
Exactly.
So I don't want to hear that bullshit.
Wrestling podcasts, I told them that.
I know, and you told me that they haven't brought it up again
since. Yeah, they haven't. I said, because it's like you said. I said, I love you guys, but if I wanted a fucking political podcast, I'd go listen to somebody
else.
Well,
and it's like, this is how I look at it too. You know, we are a general podcast. Like we say on our podcast, we're not any specific name. It's not Ghost Stories Told from the South. Yeah. It's not Texas Sports. It's literally borderline Texas trash. And we just trash talk about our lives and whatever we want to talk about. So we're not giving you any kind of promise of what you're looking for here. And while we don't do that stuff a lot, it is occasional on here.
Yeah.
But that would be, you know, like the shows that I follow that are specific to like Two Girls, One Ghost and Morbid. Yeah. Those are specific to crime and ghost.
Yeah.
I am logging on to your shit because that's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
I don't want to get on there and hear about how you feel about Biden or whatever.
Exactly. That's what I told them.
And a lot of them, like the two that I just mentioned, I like theirs too because they have a lot of they'll start off the podcast with their introduction saying some stuff. And if you don't want to hear it, you can go to the beginning of the show. But once they start the show, like that's what they're talking about.
Yeah. Because even on this show, you know, we talk about everything, and we do talk about some politics when it pisses
us off.
But a
lot of the times, too, whenever we get into that, we say, hey, this is the section of the podcast where now we're going to be talking about XYZ. If you don't like XYZ, now would be the time for you to turn off.
Kim, I seen she made her post when she first started listening, saying, I really like this podcast because they just call it down the middle. I'm not a left, I'm not a right. I just call out the stupid shit that pisses me off. You know, I found this out, too, listening to one of my mob podcasts.
Uh-huh.
There's a guy on there who was a mob guy in the 70s and 80s. I think in the 90s is when he got put in jail. But they asked him, you know, you mob guys, what did y'all always vote when y'all was out there doing y'all's thing and all that? He said, we always voted Democrat. And they said, okay, why? He said, because they were the easiest to corrupt.
Oh, I was just...
And he goes, and the guy telling the story said, and I'm not making this up, but every person I dealt with to, hey, here's $100 to look the other way, is a Democrat. Hey, yep. I'm going to give you $1,000. Help me get this permit through. The Democrat. They were easier to bribe and put in your pocket than a Republican. He said, now, I'm not saying Republicans are the best. They could still be bribed. But you had to really do it, you know. Democrats, hey, here's you want an extra 100? Fuck yeah! What do you want to do, buddy?
I'll take it.
Yes, and I'm like, wow, that makes sense. You know, even the mob guys when they talk about politics a little bit, they go, "Our government is kind of like the fucking mob," and I was kind of thinking about it in my head. He goes, "Think about it." When I was in the mob, I had to always kick up a certain percentage of the money I earned to the boss. And then it went up from there, you know. What do we have to do? We have to pay taxes and kick that up to the big man, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, I never thought about that.
It's but scheme.
He was just naming stuff off left and right. And it was crazy like
it's
a douchebag. But like me and Ashley have always said, we would love to hear about everybody else's politics stuff or government and stuff where they're from. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and I'm always interested, too.
Yes, because like when Kim tells us
I don't
stuff,
really know how things work in other places.
Yeah, and
it's
and I'd
not
love
because
to
I'm
know.
Just a stupid white trash piece of shit, but...
I would love to know. It's like I mean, Kim, she'll send us stuff. And I really like that because I'm like, oh, I do too. Okay, because that's how it goes.
Well, and here's the other thing, too, is in our, I don't know, and again, I don't know how it is in your country, but we really are experiencing such a high level of censorship here.
Oh, God, it's ridiculous.
Even if there is things going on, I don't think we're going to know. We're not going to have any idea. Yeah. That's also why they're trying to shut down platforms like TikTok so that we can't talk to each other.
And here's what's funny. They're like, oh, but they steal your information and do this. What the fuck does Facebook do? What the hell does Instagram do? They all do the same thing. The government's mad because
they and everybody's mad too because they're trying to use the China excuse, but yet they're selling large portions of property in different states to China. Yeah. So they're like, you can't shut down a platform if you're concerned about China, if you're literally selling
land
like,
to them
land.
In the backyard.
Yeah.
You stupid motherfuckers. And Pelosi.
And you're letting people in at the border in waves. So, like, you obviously really don't care that much about security.
No. But, yeah, I would really love to hear about that more. And I love it when Kim always gives us stuff and tells us stuff. Because, like I said, I've never traveled out of the United States. I've been, you know, to different
states. And I would also like to know, too, does everybody really hate Americans as much as I do?
Yeah, I want to know because a lot of places are like, fuck America. But people say when you say when you're from Texas, they're like, oh, okay.
I have heard that we are not everyone's favorite people.
Yeah. And that is it because of us or our government?
Yeah, that's the other thing I want to know.
I know a lot of people don't like our government because, like, when we come in to help you, oh, we'll help you, but you have to do this and do this and do that. And they're like, no, you're not going to push your beliefs on us. And I think that's where a lot of people hate America because we, like, some place in Africa was wanting aid or something from America when Obama was in office, I think. Yeah. I can't remember where it was, but it was, you know, a state or whatever in Africa. But they didn't want to help, and America said, yeah, we'll give you some money, but first you have to accept the gay people. You have to do this and do that. And that guy goes, I'm sorry, but that's y'all's belief. And I'm not knocking. And here's what y'all people need to realize. I'm not knocking you if you're gay. If you want to be gay, go ahead. Be yourself. But other countries do not allow that, people. Like, that's Somalia. That's who it was.
Mm.
And Somalia's like, screw you. We don't need your help then. You know, that's why people hate us, because we're like, we'll help you, but you have to be like us.
Yeah. And it's not.
And we're not all like that. You know? Not at all. I just wish, you know, we'd just pull out of the Middle East and pull out of Ukraine and say, figure it out yourself. We're going to start using our money for our country. But that won't happen.
Nope, it will not.
Never, ever, ever. Oh, yeah. Got some dumb quotes today. You want to do the dumb quotes?
I think I did them last time.
All right. Here are some dumb mother effing quotes. Sorry. Got to answer something real quick.
It's all good.
My prescription might be in. Oh, cool. Our prescription will be ready.
Beep, boop, boop.
I'm going to have fun this weekend. Here's what I'm pumped up about. I was pumped up about last weekend because it was my birthday and it was Easter weekend. And, man, well, then this weekend coming up, Saturday night, I'm going to be by myself till the Jackson and his cousin get back from the wrestling that my oldest daughter's taking them to. And then Stephanie, she's going to spend the night with another cousin of mine because they have horses. And she asked Ashley. She's like Ashley. She loves animals.
I love animals. She loves animals.
Yes. I guarantee if Jackie was alive, she'd be asking her, hey, how much stuff you have coming in? Anytime, and y'all would do this behind my back. I know y'all would. You'd be like, hey, Jackie, we have an animal down here that needs a home.
Yeah.
And I'd walk in, God damn it. Because you know that part on Ace Ventura when he shuts the door and the landlord leaves and he goes, ah,
yeah, that was me in my old house.
Yeah, that was Jackie and you. I swear, I've already told her that if I ever hit the lotto, this podcast stuff really starts kicking off, she's going to have a barn for all her animals for her and Steph and a greenhouse.
I would have so many.
For all their plants. Yeah, man. And, you know, there's that one lottery they do that the whole United States plays.
Yeah, Powerball and Mega is the whole United States. And then Texas, we have our own here.
Yes.
Literally just called Texas Lotto.
Yeah. But the one that the whole United States does, someone hit that some bitch 1 point something billion.
Well.
Yeah.
Sad it wasn't me.
I'm warning you. If something like that ever happened to me, the people that pissed me off or was mean to me in life, they better watch out.
I don't know. Sometimes I think I want money, but then I think about what it would, like, how it would change my life.
No, I'm not talking I want billions or anything like that. No, don't get me wrong. It'd be nice. You know, I wouldn't go ape shit, but I wouldn't want to win a shitload of money like that because that'd put a target on my back. I mean, I'm not saying nobody would kill me, but you'd have people coming out of the woodwork. Hey, baby. Hey, Steven, remember me?
Yeah.
So, even if this ever did kick off, I would have a secret place. And no one could bug me besides Ashley and my family. And that's really all I want. It's not that I don't like people. People just suck. Not all of them. But I like to be with by myself a lot.
I do. Which is funny because, you know, in my 20s, I couldn't stand to be alone. I'd go sit at a fucking bar before I'd be by myself. And now I love to be by myself.
Now I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get home and have some quiet time.
Yeah.
So this weekend, I'm pumped. WrestleMania is here, and it's for 2 nights. So maybe Sunday you can come watch a little bit of it. All right. Here are some, I guess, dumb facts, I guess you could say. It's possible to lead a cow upstairs, but they'd prefer not to go downstairs.
I didn't even know you could get a cow to go upstairs.
Me neither. I've never tried it. I really don't want to.
I don't either.
Basenji. What's a Basenji dog? Well, anyways, it says Basenji dogs are the only breed that does not bark. They yodel? No way.
They do.
Holy fuck. They got a dog that yodels?
It's a hunting dog.
I'm going to have to get me a fucking dog that yodels. That would be kick ass.
It produces an unusual yodel-like sound due to its unusually shaped larynx.
Oh, my God. So I could get it to go,
you know what's funny, too, is they look like the dogs that the Egyptians had.
Yes, they are nice-looking dogs. I never heard of that breed.
Yeah, it's a hunting dog.
Huh.
They're in Africa.
Oh. All right, the next one is, the only domestic animal not mentioned in the Bible is the cat. Why do cats always, they get a bad rap?
That's funny, though. I never realized that.
Yeah. Cats are not... Why do people think cats are the devil?
I don't know.
I've got a black cat, and he's awesome. All right. Then we have ravens know when someone spying on them.
I'm sorry. I'm still stuck on this dog. You know how I said that looks like the Egyptian dog Anubis that I have tattooed on my arm?
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, my God. So there. We found something out today.
Very interesting.
The placement of a donkey's eyes in its head allows them to see all 4 feet at all times. How the fuck? That is what it says, right? At all, yeah.
Huh. Weird. Huh. Maybe that's why they look so weird all the time.
Maybe that's why they're walking slow all the time, because they're trying to watch their feet. Giraffes can go longer without water than camels.
I didn't know that either.
Hummingbirds are the only animals that fly backwards. Oh, yeah, that's right. They do. Because think about it. When you see one going and it's eating out of the deal, it mm-hmm. backs up. I've never.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Animals that lay eggs do not have belly buttons. What the? Well, that would make sense because your belly button was where your umbilical cord was. And if you're in an egg. Huh. I didn't know that either. You should write these down and spout them off to all your veterinarian friends tomorrow yeah. and look smart. And be
That's
like,
really, I'm sorry, I'm just so like interested in this thing now. I always wondered what breed of dog this was considered.
Oh, hell.
There's three different breeds that they consider those Egyptian dogs to be, and the Basenji is the number one.
Oh, hell.
Because I was like, hey, that looks like my Anubis tattoo.
Yeah. Due to...
Oh, a genetic defect.
Genetic defect. Cats cannot taste sweet things?
No, it comes off more as like a bitter.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense why even Bagel, he wouldn't eat.
We have two different oral medications that really aren't that bad to animals. And it's really not even that big of a deal to give them to the dogs because they're like super sweet. Well, prednisone syrup. You know, you've had it before. No, it's so opposite for cats. You put it in their mouth and they're like, nah, nah, nah. Like,
I'm going to have to do that.
Bitter as fuck.
Oh, shit. Well, well, you got anything there, Mama Saki?
I don't think so.
I got five on it. Well, she's just...
I couldn't remember the words, but I can remember how it went. So,
I always go, I don't smoke that funky weed. That sounded pretty loud.
Don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Oh my God. What is that fucking off
of? Did you ever watch Parks and Recreation? People call it Parks and Rec for short. It was so fucking funny.
Yeah.
But the twins, and they were like the whatever. I'm not trying to be racist, but they weren't white.
Yeah.
But they weren't black. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And the dude was the one that was employed, but he brought his dumbass sister with him all the time, and they just did stupid shit all the time.
Yes.
One time they were doing something that they weren't supposed to be caught on, but they were literally walking around going, don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious. Like, but like everybody was looking because of what they were saying. So that's what I say all the time.
Wow.
Like whenever I'm trying to put a muzzle on a dog at work, I'm like, don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Remember that. When you're being sneaky, don't be suspicious.
Yeah. I love that. I say it all the time.
Well, it's just like on the radio, I was listening to one of my sports shows in the morning. And they were laughing about Office Space.
Oh, The Office?
Yeah, and they were like, we could not do that movie now.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, no, they couldn't. But I loved The Office. But, yeah, yes. They got away with a bunch of shit.
Oh, God,
and then the other thing that made me laugh about Parks and Rec is I don't know if you remember, but the guy in Guardians of the Galaxy, whatever his fucking name is, that's really popular and everybody thinks he's hot now.
Oh, the...
But in Parks Guardian and Rec, Galaxy. He was Andy. He was the overweight, like, kind of mentally retarded guy.
Yeah.
And so, like, I know that everybody thinks he's, like, so hot now and stuff. And he is a great actor. I do love him as an actor. I wish I could remember his name. But I just can't get him out of my head as Andy in Parks and Rec. And think of all the, you know, like, one time he's talking to the doctor. I don't know how they recorded these scenes either. I've seen some of the outtakes where they're laughing so hard they're about to piss themselves. But he's going in to the doctor for the first time, but he's like 30 years old, you know, and he's in there talking like a little kid. And he's like looking at the doctor and he's like, sometimes when I wipe, it's like a marker. I just wipe and I wipe and I just wipe, but there's still stuff there. It's like I have a marker.
Oh my God.
Like just shit like that all the time. Or whenever he's like, I have hot snakes. And his fucking girlfriend's like, Andy.
Oh, God.
I have to look it up now. What is his freaking name? He was also married to the chick off Scary Movie.
Which one? The dumb one?
The main one that was in all of them, Cindy.
Oh God, your favorite.
Chris Pratt.
Yes, Chris Pratt.
This guy. But remember whenever he was fat?
Yes.
And then he was married for a really long time to the girl that played Anna something. I don't remember her name.
Oh, God. And do you know that one actor, Michael Rapaport or something? He's like from New York. He's got the real heavy. I know if you've seen his face, you'd remember him. It's Michael Rapaport or something like that. He's been.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
I'm pretty sure he's been in Law and Order.
He's one of these real left guys who, and when Trump got in office, was cussing everybody, was one of these guys that said, you're stupid if you don't get your vax and all that. Now this motherfucker has an interview where he's sitting on the beach and he's like, I'm so sorry, guys. I fucked up. I'm so sorry to you Trump
That's
people.
That's fantastic.
I'm sorry for telling people to take their vaccine. I'm sorry. The left has done nothing but lie. And he goes, I'm not going to vote for Biden anymore. Fuck the left.
He was in Justified, not Law and Order, but still.
Yeah, but he...
He plays cop shows. That's why I was like, I know him.
Yes. I knew you'd seen his face, you would. But it just cracks me up how celebrities go out of their way because they're so damn sure about something and cuss you. But then when they fuck up, they're like, ew, sorry, guys. Yeah, y'all was right. So, fuck them. Yeah, because someone did one of them Stitch videos on TikTok, and he was apologizing, and they was like, hey, we accept your apology, but stay the fuck away from us and shut up.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't expect you bashing people for fucking almost 7 years, and then, well, I'm sorry, guys. I fucked up. What is that going?
What?
Oh, it's the reflection off that.
Man, you just, I was like.
Well, it looked like there was like, you know when something's on and there's a round button? I was like, what the fuck? It's been driving me nuts.
You scared me. I was so scared.
You know what else drives me nuts? Cowboys.
I was just about to say, I knew it.
We got anything else, Sister Slage?
If you ain't first, you're last.
Remember that.
Oh, hell, Ricky. I was high when I said that. I've based my whole life off of that.
I know. And he says it all nonchalantly. Oh, hell, I was high when I said that.
God.
You know, how did that, and at the end of it, hey, want to go get kicked out of a chili?
Applebee's.
Yeah, Applebee's.
Found a whole rat in my Cobb salad.
This steak is undercooked. Oh, God. Well, I hope you guys had fun, and you hope you guys are having a great week, and it's Friday. You made it through it. You guys be safe. Remember, WrestleMania, it's coming. It's here. It's here.
I am pretty excited.
Yes, because it's two nights.
Is Rhea Ripley and Ronda Rousey going to be in it.
Ronda Rousey, she ain't with the WWE anymore. She quit.
Oh, when did she quit?
A couple months ago. She went back. Well, she got a baby and stuff, and she kind of just goes back and forth. I don't blame her. But Rhea Ripley, she'll be fighting. Rock will be fighting the Saturday night, him and Roman Reigns against Cody and Seth.
Cool.
And then whoever wins gets to do the rules for whatever for Roman and Cody for Sunday.
All right.
So it's going to be awesome. Like a bag of tricks. And I'm going to be kidless.
Hope there's a bag of snakes. Whee!
Oh, my God, yes. Well, I need to show you Jake the Snake in the 80s, what they did. Andre the Giant did it because he hated snakes. Well, they wanted the allure that
I remember this.
Yes, well, they got a bag that they always put the snake in. It was always in a green bag, and Jake would pull it out. Well, Andre went and got the snake, and he's sitting on it in the middle of the ring. Oh, ho, ho, ho. And you see red kind of coming out. You know what they did? They just got a pantyhose and went and got them tubes of 5-pound meat or whatever and stuck a couple of them in there and then sat on it. And that's just funny because it's, aha, I got your snakes. And it throws.
Whee!
But yeah, he's sitting on it going, oh, ho, ho, ho. And Jake's tied up going, no. And the little kids are like, oh, my God. And then Jake looks in the bag and he's like, oh, God. And the kids are like, he killed his snake.
My snake.
But, yeah. Well, I think that is it. And I just want to say it's 4. No, it's 8:08 and Oklahoma still sucks. God. Well, I need to get us some dinner and get out of here. I didn't realize it was already 8.
It's okay. I didn't get over here until later.
Ah, that's fine. We didn't have shit to do today. But you guys be good, be real. And as for Uncle Boo and
Ash Handy. Sorry. Did you know that people have a problem with the star test?
What about it?
I don't know. I guess they don't think we should do it anymore.
I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Sorry, that's why I love all the tea and the drama when it's not mine.
But man, if they, we're not producing very smart kids because of our school system here in America.
Honestly, in general, I just think that our education is shit, and I don't understand why we don't teach people things about everyday real life.
Yes.
Like, how is shapes and algebra and, like, some of the stupid shit
exactly
that we learned about going to contribute? It's one thing whenever you, like, get up into college and you pick a specific.
Yeah.
And they teach you everything about that specific.
Yep.
You know, so, like, yeah, that's important. But why aren't we teaching kids how to, you know, work a bank account or taxes? Oh, I know why they don't want to teach us taxes.
Yeah. But
I don't know.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy. It's a soup sandwich and we might as well just take a bite.
Yep.
Well, you guys and gals be good out there. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Don't be stupid and stick it up your ass. I'm done. All right. See you later, ladies and gents. It's been good.